May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. In a world that constantly pulls us towards control, perfection, and endless achievement, I've been reflecting on something incredibly freeing, the idea of rewilding. Rewilding myself. Lately, I've been drawn to taking on more projects with much greater visibility and perhaps starting a YouTube channel or creating online courses and workshops. But there's been this block, a subtle but persistent pressure, an imagined expectation that to do this successfully, I would have to curate everything perfectly, and that would include myself. And it made me pause. How could I embrace new challenges in a way that feel authentic? Could I take these steps forward in a way that rewilds me, that lets me feel more alive, more real, and less bound by external weights and pressures? In nature, rewilding is about stepping back and allowing ecosystems to return to their natural state. It's about trusting that when left alone, life finds its own way to balance and flourish. But if we could do the same, can we do the same for ourselves in our own lives? What if we actually let go of the expectations and pressures and judgments that have shaped us for so long? Could we begin to rewild ourselves in that way and peel away layers of control and pursuit of perfection and the weight of all those outside expectations and just feel that liberation? Just authentically be unfiltered and get on with it. Rewilding is about rediscovering that untamed, authentic version of ourself. It's about embracing our imperfections, letting go of the relentless pressure to perform, and just allow ourselves to be fully human and present. Flawed, yes, but also really empowered and beautiful, and just as we are. It's a recognition that what we bring when we show up authentically is far more valuable than how we curate or project ourselves when wearing any form of mask. I'm certain that if I got to know the real you, I would be delighted by what I'd discover. You'd, like everyone, will be exceptional at something, good at many others, perhaps not so great at a few. And all of that is okay with me. And I often tell my family when they catch me being anything less than ideal, well, thank goodness I'm good at other things. And we all laugh together. And it's such a relief to be able to admit the truth with them, that I'm not perfect. I don't have all of the answers, but I am really good at what I'm good at. It's a light-hearted way to remind myself that I don't need to excel at everything to be enough, and that the same goes for them too. I believe we're at some kind of tipping point at the moment. Maybe it's time for each and every one of us to lead a simpler, more honest, more authentic life, to strip it all back and enjoy being ourselves in the company of others who are also doing the same. It's all got a bit masked and tangled up. Today's world demands so much of each and every one of us, and it pushes us to be more and to do more and present ourselves as if we've got everything together all the time. But let's be real, we don't. None of us do, or at least very few people that I know have. We're constantly under pressure to project this curated version of ourselves, stuck in a comparison loop where we only show what we feel confident to display and leave others believing that they too need to somehow improve themselves just to keep up with us. But what if we could embrace both our perfections and any imperfections? What if we could own our messy human selves without feeling ashamed or inadequate? It would lift such a weight off our shoulders, wouldn't it? That's what I want to explore with you today. My name's Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetic Show for UK Health Radio. And today we're talking about rewilding yourself and the potential freedom that comes with it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine what it would be like if we were honest with each other and we agreed that we're both marvellously good at some things and probably a bit lacking in others. Beneath our carefully filtered images and curated messages, we're really missing out on the opportunity to leave our unique mark, the truthful mark, if we would only be prepared to honestly show up with it. If I'm rubbish at something you're exceptional at, then we'd make a great team, wouldn't we? None of us really has to have everything under control all the time. We don't have to be good at every single thing. Everyone has their own struggles and challenges. Every one of us does. And yet, on some level, we're almost afraid to show it. In a world that constantly pulls us towards control or perfection and endless achievement, I've really been reflecting on something incredibly freeing, the idea of being rewilded. The beauty, I think, of rewilding is that it gives each and every one of us permission to let go of the performance. We don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to meet some arbitrary standard of perfection. Instead, we can show up as our true selves with all our vulnerabilities and our struggles and our strengths. And rewilding, I think, sets us free from the cage that in some way has been built around each and every one of us. I think we should all take a moment. Let's be encouraged to consider rewilding some aspect of ourself. When you allow yourself to be real, something magical happens. It happens to you and it happens around you. And just as nature thrives when it's allowed to grow wild, we too begin to thrive when we drop the masks and allow ourselves to simply be. And when we let others be themselves too, it really deepens our connections and helps us rediscover parts of ourselves that perhaps we've each been hiding away for too long. Rewilding isn't about making drastic changes overnight. It's a really gradual process of letting go and embracing imperfection and then creating space for something truly yourself to emerge. Nature doesn't do things overnight. I've been thinking a lot about this recently. I'd like to share some of the steps that I've been taking to start my own rewilding journey. I've created a pathway for myself, if you like, and I'm inviting you to join me. Let's walk this journey of rewilding together. Let's support each other as we go. I suppose my first step, the first step in my own rewilding process, was just accepting that I'm already enough exactly as I am. I mean, a lot of society might reflect something back to me that tells me that I need to fix or improve myself in some way to be worthy. But I think your imperfections are partly what makes you uniquely you. They make you relatable in some ways, human, real. Like you, I sometimes wonder what would happen if I really let my most concealing masks slip. It's scary, isn't it, to think about it? But I've decided to be bold enough to take off those masks, or at least as many of them, that are preventing me from stepping forward authentically and being able to grow. And if I'm judged for it, well, I've learnt that being judged says more about the person judging you than about the person being judged. So every day of the week, or maybe just a particular hour of a particular day, if that's how I'm feeling, I make a deliberate choice not to curate myself. It may be that I'm going to show up messy or unpolished. It might be that that is my truth in that moment. And I let those close to me know that I'm on a rewilding journey and in some ways to expect the unexpected. And please, please embrace whatever might come across as an imperfection. I'll invite them, as much as I'm inviting you, to join me in this journey and make an active choice to be authentic, even if we might find it uncomfortable at times. And I'm going to release the need to control any of the outcomes. I have no control anyway about how somebody else will react towards me. I have to admit to myself that I am unable to control how other people are going to respond or what might happen next. In nature, rewilding is about just stepping back and allowing things to unfold naturally and become in the way that's right for them. And in your own life, it might look like loosening your grip on planning every detail or not needing to wear a particular mask all the time. I've identified areas in my life where control has been blocking my growth. So now I'm working on releasing that, trusting that my evolution is much more important than whatever it is that I'm holding on to ever so tightly. And if you tend to micromanage, for example, perhaps try delegating a few of those tasks. Let others take the lead. Trust that they will do their best and that they're intending to allow things to unfold just fine, even if they might not go exactly as you would have preferred or planned. This is a really small shift and it opens the door to unexpected growth for everyone. It's easy to lose sight in life of who we really are. That's why self-reflection is such a crucial part of rewilding. It's about creating space to slow down and really allow yourself to reconnect with yourself in an honest way. So I set aside, 10 to 15 minutes every day for quiet reflection. And though I would like to say it's when I'm journaling or meditating, it's usually not. It's usually when I'm stacking a dishwasher or perhaps preparing vegetables for my evening meal. These moments of truth help me check in with myself and ask, am I living in alignment with what truly matters? This is a really powerful practice. Don't feel that you need to be in a perfect place or in a perfect state of mind to do it. All you're doing is you're looking for an opportunity to reconnect with your inner wisdom so that you allow your true self to rise and actually come to the surface without a mask. Nature's one of the greatest teachers when it comes to rewilding. Trees, they don't strive to be perfectly straight, and rivers don't flow in predictable lines. What part of the natural world are you? I realised recently that actually I'm more of a splashy waterfall, but for a while I was projecting that I was a still, deep pool. Nature shows us that everything is allowed to be whatever it is. It's part of the orchestra. So I might take a walk or I might do the dishwasher. But either way, I'll be present. And I'm allowing myself to remind myself that sometimes being my messy self and my imperfect self is okay. And it's also a part of how I am. And I want you to see that too. I want you to see that just as much as the most amazing things that I can be or that I am, I'm also not entirely perfect. And I've decided to let go of perfectionism. I think that's essential. I don't want that label on me. I think it will get in the way of my rewilding. So we might often strive to meet impossible standards, believing that perfection is going to bring us a level of peace. But it just stops us from starting and being who we really are. So I encourage you, pick one area of your life. I don't mind if it's your work or your appearance or a room in your home. Maybe it's how clean you keep your kitchen floor. Just adopt a "this is good enough" as a mindset. Leave room for the unexpected to enter, and you'll find that being good enough is often more than enough. Rewilding is about connecting with what brings you joy, what lights you up on the inside, what makes you feel alive and present. I've discovered that I am naturally curious, and I'll admit I am a little mischievous as well. But I've started dedicating time to that becoming, to being more creative, more joyful, and allowing that curiosity and mischief to infiltrate certain parts of the activities that are fueling me. There's no goal or outcome in this. I just want to bring what's truly me into the moment. I invite you to do the same. Find what sparks your inner joy and introduce it into everyday tasks. Just forget about perfection, forget about any of the masks, and let the process take you where it will. I think that rewilding is a lifelong journey. It's not actually a destination. It's not a goal. It's a process. It's about learning to flow with life and embracing its unpredictability and where you sit in that unpredictability. And there are going to be days when old habits do resurface. I found that when the urge to want to control or curate creeps back in. And yeah, that's okay. But the important thing is to keep returning to the practice of letting go, of being your authentic self. It's much lighter to simply show up as you are than the heaviness of the burden of curating your every projected move. One of the most beautiful aspects of rewilding that I've observed is that it has a kind of ripple effect. When you allow yourself to be real and you tell other people that you're practicing to be being real, right, you then give others permission, if they needed it, to do the same. It's like your courage to be the real you inspires others to show up authentically as well. And what happens in the conversations and the practice of this is you find that you foster deeper, more genuine connections with others. The vulnerability that you embodied at first starts to become a quiet invitation for those around you to allow themselves to drop their own masks when you're around and to feel safe, even with their imperfections, when they're with you as well. I think it's lovely if I can create a space where you feel that you can be yourself without fear of judgment from me or rejection from me. Rewilding isn't just about self-love. Rewilding is also a gift that you can give to those that you encounter. Imagine the weight that would be lifted if more of us felt free to show up as our whole selves without the pressure to perform or fit into a certain mould. It's a subtle but powerful shift that has the potential, I feel, to transform not only our lives, but the lives of those we really truly care about. For me, I've started this process with my family and with my close friends, gently letting them know about my intention to rewild myself and the journey that I'm on. And I've shared my intention to embrace more authenticity and imperfection in some parts of my life, hoping that my openness is going to inspire them to join me. And already I'm seeing how this honesty and vulnerability, if you want to call it that, is creating those stronger bonds. And the language we use with one another is beginning to change for the better too. My son, for example, he sends me WhatsApp messages that say, "What mischief are you up to today, Mum?" And that really makes me beam inside.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
As we begin to rewild, let's remember that many of us have spent years, if not decades, building identities around expectations and masks. To step away from that can and will feel like stepping into the vast unknown. And it's natural to feel some fear or resistance to this, especially when it comes to how others may perceive you. It makes you nervous that you might not be approved of in some way, or that people might think less of you in some way, or judge you because you've shown up without perfectly applied makeup, or you happen to have a red, angry-looking spot on your nose. One of the biggest obstacles to rewilding is a fear of judgment. We've been conditioned to believe that if we show our flaws, if we admit we don't have it all together, if we reveal our shortcomings or vulnerabilities, that others will think less of us. And this fear can make it difficult to embrace the full range of who we truly are. But the truth is, being real is one of the most courageous and empowering things that you can do. So start small. You don't need to make grand announcements or overhaul your life overnight. Begin by sharing a little more of your authentic self with the people that you trust the most. A close friend, your partner, a family member. Just test the waters. See how that vulnerability in spaces where you already feel safe may feel. And notice how freeing it becomes when you start to let go of the need for perfection, even if it's in small moments. And there's a kind of discomfort in letting go of control. It can feel unsettling, especially when you've spent so much of your life attempting to manage it, trying to keep everything so it appears just right, and most often to other people's standards, not your own. It's not easy to loosen the grip of expectation, to step back and just allow life to be and to unfold much more naturally for you. Consider approaching this process then as an experiment rather than a permanent shift. That's how I started. I just chose to release control in one small area of my life, and I did it occasionally just to see how that would feel. So a recent example for me was when I pointed out to a person that I knew that I felt that in some ways I was a bit of a rubbish friend. And they were really taken aback when I said it. I wasn't always sending texts to them, I said. I didn't send photos of what I was up to all the while. And I don't drop in unannounced all the time at their home. And I don't gossip for hours every evening on the phone. There were lots of masks that were dropping away as I spoke honestly to my friend. And interestingly enough, though, the person I was talking to said that actually I was just the type of friend that they wanted. And for what it's worth, they valued my loyalty and my absolute support much more than shallow connections for the sake of it. So go figure. What I thought was a weakness turned out to be a great strength. And what I felt my friend wanted from me was actually not what they really wanted at all. Life does have a way of surprising you. It offers real moments of ease and connection when you least expect it. So rewilding isn't always a straight path. It's more of a winding, meandering, magical journey. And there's going to be moments when you feel like you're making progress and maybe others when you're not. And just as you start to feel confident, I bet something's going to make you feel a bit knocked back. Or at least if it happens for you in the same way as I found it's happened for me. If this happens to you, be gentle with yourself. The whole idea of rewilding is not to be perfect. It's actually about being authentic and the potential for expansiveness and growth that authenticity brings. So when you notice yourself falling back into any old patterns, just resist the urge to criticise or judge yourself. Instead, take it as an opportunity to learn and to reflect and ask yourself questions like, what triggered that response in me? Or how can I return to my rewilding journey with confidence and compassion and kindness towards myself? Every setback is an opportunity for you to practice self-compassion and to remind yourself that this is a process, a messy human process that doesn't need to be perfect to be empowering and beautiful. You're finding a way back to being your true you. Choosing to rewild yourself can sometimes feel like swimming against a current, but I'll tell you what, ultimately, that current will take you to a place where you're going to prefer to be. Your rewilding journey is going to be very personal. And it might not always align with the expectations of others, but it's going to lead you to a life that feels more aligned, more fulfilled, and more true with you. Rewilding yourself is an invitation. It's an invitation to step back from the pressures of perfection and curated performance, and to embrace the beauty, the empowerment, the authenticity and truth of who you really are, of who you already are, of who you've always been. It's about reconnecting with your natural rhythms, your untamed spirit, the parts of yourself that you may have felt you needed to hide away in pursuit of being judged as enough by others. So, be kind to yourself. This process is not about getting it right. It's about showing up, being present, and trusting that you are already whole, just as you are. In rewilding, you'll discover that the freedom, connection, and fulfillment you've been seeking has been within you all along. The more you allow yourself to be seen, to show up as your authentic self, the more you will realize that you are more than enough, just as you are, and that you always have been. So rewild yourself, because I personally can't wait to meet you. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.